Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man was arrested after breaking into a Tulsa home and falling asleep on her couch. Tulsa police responded to a home for a burglary in progress around 11 o'clock at night. A woman called 911 saying there was a man she didn't know sleeping on her couch. So she locked herself and her three kids in a bedroom until officers arrived. Police identified the man as Tracy Davis, who was still sleeping when police arrived. Footage shows Davis trying to get in the house through several doors before entering through the back door of the home. Davis told police he wasn't sure how he got into the house, and he didn't know what he was doing there. He was arrested for breaking and entering and possession of drug paraphernalia. Now, one thing I have noticed, most of the time, as far as drinking culture goes, here in the United States, people might get arrested, they might get shot at, they might get tased, sure, and everything else. When these stories happen in Canada, in England, of somebody drunk and staggering home, typically, either they end up talking in the morning or
they get fed breakfast.
Get breakfast.
Because typically, yeah, they're
get on
hammered.
Their way. Correct. Yeah. And it's a complete misunderstanding, obviously. Nothing has been stolen. Nothing has been disturbed in the home. They just get up and there's some dude passed out on the couch, you know? Our question, why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, I think it makes a difference, too, I don't know. Like, I've had it happen to me in my apartment because they kind of look the same.
All right.
Nobody was asleep, but somebody just clearly was at the wrong door and just walked in.
All right. Okay.
You kind of go, all right. But I think for people that live, even you, like when you live in single family homes and there's separation and stuff, I think you're just much more on guard.
That, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Like, dude, this is my house. You're right. An apartment, maybe you got the wrong door. The house.
Right. Or like even like a row house or a lot of England stuff. Those houses are all stuck together and they're right there. So it's like.
And they do look a lot alike.
It's fathomable how like this dude just did that.
Yeah,
but it seems universal. Yeah. We made him breakfast, helped him out, called him an Uber, and sent him on his way.
If you're in a trailer park or something, all the homes look the same or something, I could see that happening a lot more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alana. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Okay, so this was in 1996. And we had just moved out here to Black Diamond, so new bedroom. And I was asleep. And I woke up to a sound. And I was like, what? What's going on? And kind of rolled over. And he wasn't there, meaning my husband. And he was pissing on the corner of the house. He was peeing in our bedroom.
I've been guilty of that.
Yeah, me too.
So the question I want to know is, had you guys been drinking the night? Because the only time I've done that, I went to bed drunk. I've never just done it on a sober sleep.
Well, yeah, that's a positive.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it on the corner of my bed.
I've done it. I peed on a girlfriend I was dating. I was wake up to her. I kind of snap out. I'm like, what the F are you doing? And I realize what I'm doing in that moment. I'm like, oh, God, man, I am so sorry. And obviously, it's an honest mistake. But in that moment, they don't want to hear that. They're very, very unhappy.
No.
Yeah. I tried to poop in the bedroom chair once when we first moved here. Just hear my wife in the middle of the night. It's dark in the room. Yeah, what are you doing? Like, I'm taking an ass. Why do you care? She's like, you're sitting on the bedroom chair. I'm like, oh, good looking out, babe. Mm-hmm. My bad. Go ahead into the bathroom.
I told my stepdad one time. I was like, look, man, I there's a bird in my room. I said, it flies at night. And he's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, I'm telling you, there's a bird. I'm like, I'm sleeping with the door open tonight.
Yeah.
Because that was my thing. I'm going to sleep with a light on. I'm going to sleep that way. If there's a bird in my room, it'll fly out, you know, into the hallway. So I'm asleep. Next thing I know, I hear like what sounds like a lightsaber duel going on inside my home. There's my stepfather swinging my wiffle ball, my yellow wiffle ball.
Yeah, a little thin ass, yeah.
Which is maybe an inch and a half in diameter. It's not very...
It's an official wiffle ball
bat. It's not the biggest one you've ever seen. He's just...
It keeps missing it, right?
It's a bat.
Yeah.
And it's just flying through there.
That's
man.
A bird that flies at night.
It does. And so I was right. There was a bird. There was something flying in my room.
Yeah.
I knew it for a fact. Also, the fact that there was bird poop all over my room.
Guano.
So I knew that there was something in my room because it was on my pillow. It was on my.
What did he think that was? When you say, hey, I'm telling you, there's something in my room, and you can point at a pile of ass. Like, do you think I did this? Like,
I'm the same guy then that's hiding my poop underwear.
At the bottom.
And picking my nose and wiping it on the wall by my bed. So I think I was trying to.
He just thought it was another thing you're doing.
I'm probably just trying to hide everything I can, man. But then he goes, and he gets one of his wooden tennis rackets. And for whatever reason, back in the day, I don't know what was up with men, but their tennis racket was kind of like their prized possession. It was almost like on the same scale of their bike.
Same as my dad.
You could not.
But he didn't play tennis.
Well, my dad had Italian racing bikes. He had like Bob Jackson.
Yeah, but the tennis racket.
The tennis racket was like.
But he didn't play tennis.
But they were wooden, and I don't know if they were expensive, but it was a giant thing in my house too. But like,
did they play tennis?
Never.
That's what I'm saying.
But they were wooden.
Right.
You couldn't touch my dad.
No, do like not
was,
touch the.
Yeah, it's like it was a Wilson or a Spalding.
You don't play tennis. I am actually asking if I can use this because I'm like I'm going to go play tennis.
Well, the difference was, in all fairness, on a wooden. Some people taped the tops of it. Most people did not.
Yeah.
If you gave your kid a wooden tennis racket, as many times as you scrape that racket,
you're going to break it. Sure.
You're inevitably going to break.
But again. If I break your tennis racket, what did I prevent you from doing? Because you don't play tennis.
But he's got this tennis racket. He goes and grabs his, And that's when he just absolutely smacked the life out of that bat.
Man. Yeah.
And when you looked, the tennis racket used to have this, within the webbing of the tennis racket, the Wilson ones had a W in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the W was red. And now the middle of that tennis racket was all red because when he hit that thing, he exploded the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bat hit the wall. So there's a blood stain on the wall. There's a blood stain on the tennis racket. And he took the dead bat and threw it out the window, whatever the deal was. I remember most of this, but the next morning, he'd get up earlier before I went to school. But later on that evening, he's like, "You're right, man." I was like, "How did you know?" And he's like, "Because it flew into their room."
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And when he got up, it flew back into my room. So he'd been dueling with this thing for a couple different bedrooms. But
I remember when we lived out in the woods, my brother, whatever reason, he's the nicest guy. So karma just decided it's going to treat him like ass early in his life. And then the rest of his life will be fine. But live out in the woods. Everyone lives in the exact same home. We have the exact same problems, except him. For whatever reason, once a year, a single cricket would find its way into his room. We think it was in the closet. We never found it. But they're so loud when they're indoors, all right? And it's just one. And we'd go to bed, and I could kind of hear it in my room through the wall. But, I mean, it's in his room. And I don't know how many decibels those things are, but it's so much louder than you think they should be. My brother's not someone who really gives over to anger much. Disgust, maybe. Not so much anger. And this cricket, we think it's in his closet. But like anything, and I love this about crickets, as soon as you turn on the light, they stop.
They stop,
right?
Yeah.
And they're not going to move, so they just stay camoed wherever it is they are. So it was three nights in a row during the summer. And I remember, he knocks on my door one night, wakes me up. I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Man, help me find this cricket." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And we walk in his room, and like, you hear this thing, right? So I'm like, "All right, man." We turn on the light. Stops dead. Turn the light off. Fires back up again. Turn the light back on. We're digging through his closet. We're looking under his bed. I don't know where this cricket was. We can't find it. I'm like, "Look, I need to go back to bed. I don't know what to do to help you." He turns off his light. This thing fires up again. About 10 minutes later. It won't stop. All right. There's no break in this thing. It's just over and over. "Can I sleep in your room?" "All right. I got bunk beds." He don't want to be in there. I don't want him in there, but I get the situation. Tells my father the next morning, like, "Hey, Dad, there's a cricket in my bedroom." He's like, "We'll just kill the goddamn thing." He's like, "We can't find it." My brother goes to bed. Obviously, our bedtime's earlier than our parents. We go to bed. I can tell when he's turned off his light, because he's up maybe 10 minutes longer than me, but I knew the moment he turned off his light, this cricket fires back up, right? And keep in mind, it doesn't make any sound during the day when there's daylight. Nothing. So this cricket goes off again. So we go upstairs and get my father. Father comes down. Same. It's the whole process again. Turns on the light. Cricket's quiet. Turns off the light. Cricket fires back up. Turn on the light. We dig through his bedroom again. We cannot find this cricket. My father's like, "Certainly, as much noise as we've made and as much stuff as we've moved around, this cricket has probably hopped out of your room." All right. Turn off the light. Boom. This thing is right back on. And we're like, "Jesus Christ." So now my father's getting frustrated. It's probably 20 minutes of us digging through his room, all this crap, found his porn magazines, which was a nice side thing.
Bonus.
Well, my father found them, so you just get a look, but nothing is said, and you don't have to throw them out. The time my mom found them, like, they're all gone. Anyway, turns off the light again. He's like, "Look, I don't know what to tell you. Just sleep out in the living room." So brother sleeps out in the living room. Night three, we go out there. He turns off his light. He's like, "Jesus Christ." And he's starting to lose his S. To me, it's kind of funny because I'm like, "This cricket, like, has it in for you, man. Like, it will not make a sound if the lights are on, and it does not make a sound if you're not in the room. So you can turn off his lights, leave the room. There's no sound from this cricket." I swear to God, as soon as he crossed the threshold of the door, cricket fires back up. Like, "You are not sleeping tonight, homie. It's just not going to happen." The fourth day, we finally found the cricket, and we only found it because it died of its own accord.
Yeah.
And it's like in the middle of his floor. This cricket was nowhere to be found, but when it dies, it's just like dead in the middle of the floor. He had never been so happy. Whatever.
Probably starved to death.
A year goes by. No one's given it a thought. I swear to God, that next summer, light goes off. There's another cricket. I'm like, "This is unbelievable." My father's like, "Look, either deal with it or sleep somewhere else. I'm not trying to do this."
Or we can release a snake into your room.
Yes, or release a snake, yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.